Esme changed into her uniform aboard the ship that had brought her and took the tram over to the fleet side. She nodded to the security posted at the entrance to the fleet side of the station.
Lieutenant Sweeza.
Welcome home, Lieutenant.
The greeting was merely ritual, but she felt welcomed nonetheless. Beyond the checkpoint, the corridors were busy. No one seemed to notice her. No reason why they should. She paused to check the status boards. The task force was still here. Her ship was still docked at the station. She entered her name and codes and found that she was still on the crew list, though coded for leave status, away. All other leaves had been canceled.
Well, if it isn't Lieutenant Sweeza.
Esme turned to find herself face to face with Admiral Hornan. He was looking at her with considerably less than pleasure.
I thought you had indefinite leave.
I did, sir. But we got everything taken care of back home, and I came back at once.
Couldn't leave it alone, could you? Think you'll have a chance to gloat over the Speaker's daughter if we get her out?
No, sir. Gloating was never my intention.
You did not think she richly deserved what she got? That's not what I heard.
Sir, I neither said nor thought that Brun deserved to be kidnapped and raped.
I see. You did, however, say that she wasn't worth going to war over.
Sir, I said that no one makes war over one person, not that she wasn't worth it. That is what others have said as well.
Well, that may be, Lieutenant. But the fact remains that what is on the record is your statement that she wasn't worth a war.
Before she could answer, if she could have thought of an answer, the Admiral turned away. So much for making allies. She couldn't think of anything she might have said to change his mind. Esme had never really thought about the people who might be annoyed or envious because of her success. But now she realized that her peers were used to thinking of her as a non-entity, no threat to their own career plans. The very suddenness of her success must have made her seem even more dangerous to those inclined to think that way than she really was. They would doubt her real ability, or fear it. Once she'd thought of it, she felt stupid for not thinking of it before. The problem was, until recently, she had been just existing alongside others, unaware of them except where interaction was required. So she had no idea which of them thought of her as a rival and which as a potential friend, except for Baron. She arrived at her assigned quarters still thinking this over. She unpacked her duffel and began looking up references on the cube reader. When Esme opened the door, she was facing an elderly woman she had never seen before in her life, a civilian woman who carried herself with the confidence of an admiral, or a very rich and powerful person.
You don't look like a desperate schemer.
The old woman's night-black hair was streaked with silver, bushing out into a stormy mass, and with her brilliantly colored flowing clothes, she looked like a figure out of legend. Grana Owl, or the Moonborn Mage, or something like that.
I'm Marta Katerina Saenz, by the way. My niece Raffaella went to school with Brun Meager. May I come in?
Of course.
Esme backed up a step, and the woman came in.
You are, I presume, Lieutenant Esme Sweeza, just returned from leave on Altiplano?
Yes, Sarah.
Marta Saenz looked her up and down, very much as her own great-grandmother had done.
You also don't look like a fool.
Esme said nothing as the old woman stalked about the room, her full sleeves fluttering slightly. She came to rest with her back to the door and cocked her head at Esme.
No answer? Indirect questions don't work? Then I'll ask outright. Are you a heartless schemer, glad to make a profit out of another woman's shame and misery?
No. No, Sarah.
You aren't glad the Speaker's daughter was captured?
Of course not. I know that's what people think, but it's not true.
When you have called someone, what was it? Oh, yes. A stupid, selfish, sex-crazed hedonist with no more morals than a bitch in heat, people are going to get the idea you don't like her.
I didn't like her, but I didn't want this to happen to her.
Ah. And did you think she was morally lacking?
Yes, though that still doesn't mean...
I honor your clear vision, young woman, which can so easily find where others are lacking. I wonder, have you ever turned that clear vision on yourself?
I am stubborn, priggish, rigid, and about as tactful as a rock to the head.
So you're not casting yourself as the faultless saint in this drama?
Saint? No, of course not.
Ah. So when you decided she was lacking in moral fiber, You were comparing her to an objective standard?
Yes.
Esme wasn't even sure why she was answering this person. She had been over this so often without convincing anyone. The old woman nodded, as if to some unheard comment.
If I was simply going by Brunn's past behavior, I'd say there's a man at the bottom of this.
Esme felt her face heating.
I thought as much. And who, pray tell, is the young man on whom Brunn set her sights and whom you think you love?
I do love...
Esme felt her face getting even hotter.
Baron Serrano.
Oh, my.
The old lady blinked and pursed her lips. Then she smiled.
I have known Brunn since she was a cute, spoiled toddler they called Bubbles.
Bubbles?
Stupid nickname. Gave the girl a lot of trouble because she thought she had to live up to it. But anyway, I've known her that long. And you are right that she was as badly spoiled as it's possible for a person of her abilities to be. My niece Raffaella was one of her close friends. And Raffa, like you, was one for getting other people out of scrapes. She got Brunn out of a lot of them.
Esme wasn't sure she was following whatever chain of logic the old woman was forging. She was still too shaken at having admitted to a stranger that she loved Baron Serrano.
Tell me that Brunn Meager has no morals and I find myself defending her. But tell me that she cast covetous eyes on your young man, and I am not only willing to believe it, but not even mildly surprised. She's been that way since she first discovered boys. She collects them like charms on a bracelet, with a reprehensible lack of concern for anyone's feelings. Or she did. Rafa said she'd been more discreet in the past few years. Apparently, someone she took a fancy to refused to have a fling with her.
Baron didn't. I mean, he wasn't the one, but he also didn't.
But what you should know is that while Brunn's moral qualities are certainly immature, the girl had the right instincts about many things. She's been wild, heedless, rebellious, but she's not wittingly cruel.
She said a few things to me, too.
Esme was mortified at how childish that sounded.
In the heat of an argument, yes, she would. Both of you sound rather like fishwives in the tape. Suppose you tell me how you met her and what happened then.
The Serrano Legacy, Rules of Engagement, is continued on the next CD.